All right, now back to the 15th of Acts, and let's go with Paul and Barnabas up to Jerusalem. Verse 3, and being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. Now, Paul and Barnabas give a report to the church in Jerusalem as they had to the church in Antioch. They said, this is what we've done. We've preached the gospel, and men and women over in the Galatian country have trusted Christ. They know nothing about the Mosaic law. They've trusted Christ. They're saved. Now, verse 5. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, now these are Christians, but they differ, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. Now you see, they want to add something to the gospel. And friends, when you add something to the gospel, you don't have a gospel. You've got a religion. You do not have the gospel of Jesus Christ. The only approach that you can make to Jesus Christ is by faith. You have to come to Him by faith. No other way will He let you come. And He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Me. He's bottled the world into just this. And the only question God is asking the lost world today is just this. What do you do with my son who died for you? God doesn't come to you and give you a nice little Sunday school lesson and say, now I want you to be a good boy. I want you to join the church. I want you to go through this, that, and another thing. No wonder the thing has become a woman's religion with that. May I say to you, God is saying to you, my son died for you. What do you do with him? And your answer to that question will determine your eternal destiny. No man cometh to the Father but by Me. Now, this is pretty important, you see, that they're discussing in Jerusalem. Now, listen to them. We're to counsel. This is really exciting, by the way. I don't know about you, but this is much better than a ball game. All right, verse 6. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of the matter. Now, the apostles and the elders in the church in Jerusalem, they've come together. They're going to consider it.